This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Grand Oshkosh is getting ready for its time of the spotlight. The Four Phantoms return to the stage 2 weeks from tonight. Their weekend performance will be taped by public television and then aired nationwide this summer. Tickets for all three shows are now available. A number of neighbors turned out again to complain, but the Plan Commission has passed unanimously the SIP plans for the Red Earth Project to the Common Council. That housing project includes 520 housing units. It would be located near Lake Butamore. Page 2. This will be the final weekend for the Rooms of Blooms at the Payne Art Center and Gardens. The every other year event celebrates the art of floral design in each room of the mansion. J.J. Keller's race team in the Iditarod in Alaska has taken over first place despite having its sled dog team, get this, attacked by a moose. The musher Dallas Seavey took out the moose and is now looking for his sixth Iditarod championship. James Keller has sponsored the Seavey team for years. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce is participating with the Eau Claire Chamber to commission an industrial and production trade study only available to chamber members. The study is $195 for new participants or $175 if you took part in the first wage survey. Deadline to participate is April the 12th. Contact the chamber for details on that. And Winnebago County will start its Saturday testing of its severe weather sirens this next weekend. Turning to sports, the Lourdes Knights boys basketball team meets Reidsville tonight in Pulaski. It's the sectional semifinal round of the boys state basketball tournament. At UW Oshkosh's women's basketball team is in Maine this weekend for the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Division III women's basketball tournament. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.